Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org. Let's go. All right, welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's have a good Tuesday. What do you say? Okay, Eddie, what's the situation happening with you?
Well, I was talking to this lady at an event, and I know her through our kids, so I don't know her very, very well, but we're talking, and I mentioned about how hot it is, and she goes,
You just mentioned how hot it is?
We were outside, and I was like, man, it's hot, you know, and summer's about to come, too, and she goes, yeah, I know. We go to the pool all the time at our house. Like, you know, if you guys are ever... you want to go to a pool, like, you can use our pool whenever you want. And I was like, whoa, does she really mean that? Because I will totally cash in on that.
Okay, so random person says randomly.
I maybe talked to her 5 times total.
That you can come anytime you want and use our pool.
She says, hey, if you guys ever want to use our pool, let me know. Dude, I got 4 kids. Yeah.
Do you feel like this is a real invite, Amy?
I would wait till I'm invited on a very specific day. Like, hey, this Saturday, y'all come over, use the pool. Because, like, at this point, she's offering up your pool, and, like, you probably don't even know where she lives.
You're right. I don't know where she lives.
Oh, yeah. Uh-uh. Yeah, with no specificity, there's no chance.
Good point.
But
and then unless she comes to you out and if she sends you a text today when you guys haven't spoken for a few days, like, hey, I was serious about the pool. Use it at any time. Just let us know. Then you can use it. I feel like she had mentioned she had a pool. Your eyes probably got big.
Real big.
Yeah. And then she kind of felt like the nature of the conversation goes to, you can use our pool anytime.
But you don't have to go there just because we're talking about hot and summer.
How many times, though, do you dumbly say something just because you're like in the pressure of a one-on-one conversation?
All the time. My go-to is definitely, dude, we should get together sometime. Yeah. And really, I don't want to get together.
So.
Why do we do that?
I don't know.
I don't.
You don't say that?
No. When do I ever say to anybody, let's hang out?
You're right.
Because they may cash that in, and I don't want to hang out.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Okay, just in general, that is something as society that oftentimes we just say things as like a weird buffer, but we don't really mean let's hang out.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I stopped that like 5 years ago when people start wanting to hang out. And I was like, I'm good. I just don't say it. So I would say if she hits you back up again, you can use it. Or, I don't know, you could send her like a sweaty emoji.
Oh, a subtle instigation.
And just see what...
send her the weather for the week.
Yeah. It's hot again today. Woo! Really,
you could, though. What you could do, realistically... Do you have her number?
No.
Okay,
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. We can't show up at a
person's house.
And
how are you supposed to know...
You're not close to her. Do you know her name?
I think I do.
Okay.
I think.
This is not a real invite.
Yeah, no way.
Then let's set the ground rules on this period. Unless someone gives you a specific time to come...
use their house, their pool.
Or they hit you up a second time unsolicited, to remind you they said that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just them filling space in a conversation.
Okay.
It's like when you say we should get together sometime.
Okay, so. All right, in the meantime, then, can I use your pool?
Well, the rule on my pool is what?
Just let you know.
You can use it anytime you want.
Okay, there we go. So we're good on
sometimes
that.
Sometimes I'll just hear like a ruckus outside.
Oh.
I'm like, what's going on? Oh, it's all Eddie's kids out of the pool.
Yeah, so yeah. Eddie, you're covered.
You
you're
can
good.
Use our pool anytime
okay,
you want.
Okay, great. Well, I think that's my solution, though.
Okay. It's time to open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. My son's 9th birthday is coming up. I'm about to send out some invites, and I was thinking about putting a QR code in the envelope for parents to scan that will take them to an Amazon list with gift suggestions for my son. As a mom that attends many kids' birthday parties, I often struggle with knowing what the child's into or what I should get as a gift, so I find this idea very helpful. Although, it could come off as tacky. Is it tacky telling them what they should get my son? I don't plan on putting any gifts over $25 on the list. I want to use it more as suggestions to show what he's into. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thank you. And I love the show. Sincerely, Mom of the Birthday Boy. Isn't this kind of just registering for a birthday?
Yeah.
I love when that when somebody does that. Mm-hmm. And kids aside, if someone's like, hey, we're registered here, great. Let me just go and clickety-click, get it, and give you that gift.
And maybe she'll start a thing, and then more people will start doing it, and it won't seem that weird, because I don't think it's tacky. It's just that you don't really see it that much.
And I gotten real good at QR codes, because before COVID, I don't think I don't even know what that thing was.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, what kind of fancy pants people are using that little thing? But now, and at first, I will admit, I took a picture of it the first couple times I saw a QR code. But now I'm good at it. I think, listen, as long as the gifts aren't $500, and you're saying this here, they're $25 maximum.
Or less, yeah.
I think it's great. I think you can even put a gift card on there. You can do all these things and even put a $25 gift card. That way, maybe some people buy your son a bunch of gift cards and he can get a video game or something too.
Yeah.
So I think it is not tacky. I think it's actually easier for all the other parents. They're going to be relieved to see this, and everyone's going to win. So I say thumbs up. Amy?
Yeah, I would appreciate it if someone put that in an invite, and thumbs up for me too.
Eddie?
Not tacky. I think it's actually genius. So I give it a thumbs up. I mean, there are certain things like, you know, like some kids, they may want to give another kid a special kind of gift or whatever. I guess you don't have to really follow that rule. So I give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, risky if you don't, though. You get the kid something he doesn't
I know.
Even like.
I
like,
know.
Everybody else got me something from my list. I think it's a cool thing. Good luck. It's going to save everybody time and probably save people some money, too. They're not spending over $25.
Yeah.
And everybody wins. We vote not tacky. Go forth. I would also, though, if you could, put a couple things that aren't on the Amazon list. So in case people aren't super tech friendly, they could still go to the store and
good
get
idea.
Something.
Yeah.
You could be like, my son loves Funko Pops. So if you're at Walmart, you could get those. You could do that as well.
Yeah.
But everybody wins. Good job. Close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Quick recap. What happened was a big movie reached out. Did we say what platform?
HBO Max?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So HBO Max, they reached out. They said, we want Amy for this movie. It's a Christmas movie. I said, okay, cool. So she goes. She didn't audition. It wasn't for anyone on the show. It's just that is what it is. And so Amy goes off. Well, then Lunchbox is whining because he didn't get the role, but it wasn't an audition. They simply wanted Amy. So a listener called and said, we're shooting a really independent movie, low budget. We'd like to offer this role to you, Lunchbox. And the money was?
$150 a day, I believe. I'd have to fly somewhere in Ohio, get a rental car, drive to Chillicothe, Ohio, be there, and be a fight scene in the bar.
Okay.
Rougher up.
And you were like, yeah, this sounds pretty good.
But I was like, man, this sounds great.
The longer you spent with it,
then I talked to my agent.
But you don't have an... Okay, so we had lunch with his agent on the phone who sounds remarkably like him. It's just crazy. So, but this is your agent, Jackson...
Hughes.
Calling...
Ruby, the one that offered me the role.
Okay, and so this we have somehow have audio of this call.
Yeah, he sent it to me and said, hey, just let you know, I took care of it. You know, don't worry about it. On to the next one.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Ruby, it's Jackson Hughes, Lunchbox's agent. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Jackson?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, just hanging out here in the, you know, south of France. I've been on vacation. I know lunch, we talked on the phone, and he was talking about you offered him a movie role in Chillicothe. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, this is It just sounds like you.
You're not even trying anymore.
Like guys, it's Jackson. I don't know what you want me to do. If we sound alike, I'm sorry, but that is my agent. So if you don't want to listen, don't listen.
Are you Jackson or Lunchbox right now?
I'm Lunchbox.
Sounds the same.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
This makes me worried about him, like, mentally.
Yeah, okay, yeah, me too.
Continue it up.
Yeah, it's his agent. You know, I really appreciate you offering him the role, and I had to advise my boy Lunch that, you know, he just can't take that role.
Yeah, so I heard on the radio that he didn't want the role, and there was some misrepresentation on what the offer was. So I wasn't sure what the disconnect or the miscommunication was exactly.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Hey, turn that down. Sorry. The DJ, he's playing some music. I'm just by the pool right now. I have got a Mai Tai in my hand. But, yeah, I'm sorry. What was the misrepresentation? I'm sorry.
I thought you were on a yacht in south of France, not in a pool.
No, I'm just at the beach. I'm at the beach with some friends. Oh. You know, we've been celebrating. It was a very busy Oscars.
Okay, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
What?
I don't know.
She's like a real director.
And like, why is he? Why don't you just say I don't want to do the movie because I don't want to go to Ohio and I want to be paid more?
That's my agent's call. Okay. He decided.
Ray, how much longer is this?
19 seconds.
Okay, here's 19 more seconds, and we'll move on. Go ahead.
Season, it was very stressful trying to get our movies in. Yeah, and I wish you luck on your film. And if you ever need an agent, you know, give me your address. I'll make you a business card.
Yeah, I have like 5 agents right now, so I think I'm good though.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and good luck, and invite us to the premiere. Bye bye.
Have a good one, Jackson.
All right, bye bye.
Give me your address. I will mail you a business card.
From the south of France.
On the boat.
Can't you just email her a contact?
I mean, I guess he could. No, I don't know. Maybe
he's
that's
old
just
school.
Maybe
he
that's just my.
So you don't want to do the movie?
Yeah.
No, my agent said it's not a good move.
Okay. Wow.
Well, there you have it. But that was, you could have done a movie. But you can also override your agent. Your agent works for you.
Why are you acting like he has a real agent?
But my
I don't know.
My agent knows what's best. He knows Hollywood better than I do, and he felt like it was a bad look starting out that low. Uh-huh.
No, you start out low.
Right.
I'm just telling you what my agent said, and so I'm listening to my agent, and I'm hoping that he's steering me in the right direction. That's why you have an agent.
But based on hearing how your agent handled that call, you don't think you need a new agent?
No, I thought he handled it great.
Okay. There you have it. I'd like to do something with some substance this segment.
Okay.
That's okay. You. A Harvard nutritionist and brain expert says avoid these 5 types of foods that can make your brain tired and stressed, and this is why you feel this way. More specifically, when there's inflammation that's present in the gut or the brain, the body feels it, right? And so here you go. Artificial sweeteners, just period, can be toxic. Try agave, nectar, or honey instead.
Okay.
Number 4, and this is really the only one that I can like grab onto, is fried foods. Just straight up fried foods will mess with your brain. Added or refined sugars, now we get to stuff I don't even know how to find them. Industrial seed oils.
I don't know what that is.
Or processed foods. Now listen, I love a Laffy Taffy, you know?
Good candy.
You're going to have to prove to me that's processed, though. But is there anything more processed than a Laffy Taffy?
Uh-uh.
I don't think so either.
Probably not.
So those are the 5. Sweeteners, fried foods, added or refined sugars, industrial seed oils, or processed foods. They do say extra virgin olive oil or avocado oil are good. Caitlin cooks with avocado oil a lot.
Yeah, I have that.
I don't know the difference. Like, I can't taste the difference. I'm sure it's fine.
I don't know if you can taste the difference.
You can lie and say whatever, but there you go. There's at least a little something of substance in that segment that's quite ridiculous. Bobby
Bones. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Jimmy Allen has a song coming out with Jennifer Lopez on Friday. It's called On My Way. Miranda Lambert has been named one of Time's 100 most influential people of 2022. The issue with the full list will be out this Friday. Thomas Rhett covered a song his friend sent to him called Country Boy's Prayer.
Give me family, give me time. Get to heaven when I die. Till I get there, I'll keep on praying this country boy's prayer. Amen, amen.
I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
13-year-old Calvin, he is an artist, but he's also a patient at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And he got the chance to design a monster truck, one of these Monster Jam toy trucks. And it's really cool. It's got little emojis everywhere. And he actually has the toy truck, and it's for sale. But even cooler. They called him and said, hey, why don't you come? Monster Truck Show's in town. Come check it out. He shows up.
No way.
And they turned in his little design into a real monster truck.
That's amazing.
How cool is that?
That's awesome. I was about to be underwhelmed if it was only the toy truck.
No.
But that's awesome.
Dude, it's the real truck.
So they did it exactly like he designed it?
Exactly. I mean, it's an exact image of what he designed. And so if you want to buy the toy truck too, you can also go to MonsterJamSuperstore.com. And that's where you can buy the toy, not the real truck.
Obviously. So are they mass producing these things?
The toy? Yes.
Yeah. I'll buy one of those.
Do it.
I'll order one of those. Put it up here.
$10 of every sale goes to St. Jude as well.
Wait, how much is it? How much is the whole truck?
I don't know.
But $10 is a lot.
Is it 50? Mike, will you look and see how much that truck is? It is a pretty cool truck. When I was a kid, I used to watch monster trucks. Bigfoot was...
He was the dude.
He was the big one. Yes. Like, that's the one... That was the Chicago Bulls, the New York Yankees. I was more of a...
Gravedigger guy.
Gravedigger. The Chicago Cubs. The Portland Trail Blazers. You know. Lunchbox?
It's only $19.99.
Do it!
Oh, amazing.
Okay.
And it's a limited edition. So we keep it. Price goes up. We sell it on eBay.
No, we're not reselling the kid's toy.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to buy one of these and we'll put it up here on the desk for a while. That's really cool. Good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time to play the feud. It's the Bobby feud. 2,000 Americans were asked, name the first thing you do in the morning. There are 10 answers on the board. Lunchbox, you won the dice roll backstage.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you do in the morning?
Pee.
Show me, use the bathroom.
Correct.
Good.
Yeah, it's 6 points, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Nice. Number six answer.
Brush those teeth.
Show me brush your teeth. Correct. Your number two answer. 2,000 Americans were asked, name the first thing you do in the morning. Lunchbox, you have 8 points so far.
Yeah, wash that funk, a.k.a. take a shower.
Wash that funk, a.k.a. take a shower. Correct. Number five. All right, three answers are off the board. Brush teeth, take a shower, and use the bathroom.
Well, my wife, I don't know what you consider this, though, man. Oh, man.
Man.
7 answers still up on the board. The first thing you do in the morning, Lunchbox.
Get that coffee!
Get that coffee. Is that your answer? Get that coffee.
Get that coffee.
Show me coffee. That's your number 9 answer. It's a big point getter.
Woo.
You've got 22 points right now.
Okay. Oh, man. What do you do next? I wrote something down. I can't read it, though. Okay. Well, we'll go with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Hit that snooze.
Show me hit the snooze. Correct. Number 4 answer.
Okay. All right. Next thing you do. Oh, boy. Ooh, check that social media. Oh, it's on there.
He's going to run away with this.
Social media.
So, show me social media.
What?
Social media not on the board. Eddie?
Wow, he missed out on a big one there. He was too specific. Give me check the phone!
Because social media can be your computer,
too.
That's correct. Show me check the phone! That's correct.
Okay.
For 8.
Dang it.
All right, now I'm in trouble, Bones. Let's see. Oh, I know what to do.
Go ahead.
Hey, you sleep naked? You gotta get dressed.
Show me get dressed.
Oh.
Good.
I mean, I don't, but some people
I do.
All right.
Picture that.
No.
Eddie good. With 11 points. Eddie, there's still enough points on the board. You have number 1, 7 and 10 left, which you can win it if you run it.
Okay. Look, man, when you sleep, your body gets all tight, so you need to get up and stretch. Oh, stretch real big.
What do you think about that one, guys?
I'm not doing calisthenics in the morning.
I've rolled out of bed before and done a few... lunges.
That's what I'm talking about, Amy.
Yeah.
Okay, 2,000 Americans were asked the first thing you do in the morning. Eddie says stretch.
Yeah.
Show me stretch.
Yeah!
That's your number 7 answer.
What kind of old people are we talking to?
Everyone.
I need to do that.
Yes. Right. Yeah. No, I mean, actually, you should try it, lunch.
All right, Eddie, there are 3 answers on the board. You can still win this thing.
Well, I can't.
All right, Bone.
True.
No, there's only two answers left on the board.
Okay, here we go.
The number one answer and the number 10 answer.
Okay.
You want to see what it's like outside, so you open up the shades or the blinds.
Open up the blinds.
That's so stupid.
Is that number one or number 10? Okay. Show me open up the blinds.
No. Dang, I knew it.
Amy, your first shot at it here.
Okay. Make your bed.
Make your bed. Show me make your bed.
That's what I do.
Not really.
I do.
First thing.
Lunchbox, back over to you. First thing you do in the morning.
Man.
Okay.
Oh, guys, I mean, first thing I do in the morning.
Make
no,
love.
Stop. If that's what he's going to say, I'm going to vomit.
Do it.
Amy, do you really will vomit, Amy?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to say make love because I ain't trying to pun it. Eat that breakfast.
Show me eat breakfast.
Yeah. Wow.
Number one answer. Still, wow. The number 10's out there, though, Eddie, so you could win.
Okay.
Or Lunchbox could close it down with this one. It's 27 to 18. One answer's on the board.
Yeah, guys. You got to think about what do you do when you wake up in the morning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you want to know the first thing you do?
What do you do?
Man, Eddie, Amy, you should know this. You go wake up the kids.
But if yeah. you what
wake
if you don't
up
have
the
kids?
Kid, no, because they got to get to school.
That's actually like the last thing okay. I want to go do.
I,
show me.
I didn't say
wake
what
up
you
the kids.
To.
Yeah, that was dumb, dude.
Like on a Saturday, I'm
that was
like,
dumb. Let him sleep.
Ignore it.
Well, he may be dumb, but he's dominating right now.
Well, because he went first.
No, all right.
Eddie, there's one answer on the board.
This is huge.
2,000 Americans were asked, name the first thing you do in the morning.
There was one thing on my list left. That's it. That's all I got.
Make love?
Nope.
Oh.
Not on my list.
What is it?
You want to check out the current events. So no social media. You turn the TV on. Turn the TV on.
Show me turn the TV on.
Oh.
One more round.
No, Amy's
I
into get, this
I
round.
I just would like to get on the oh, board.
Yeah, Amy's into this round.
Well, go ahead. If you get it, Lunchbox wins.
Okie dokie. Workout.
Incorrect. Lunchbox, speed round. Go ahead. There's one answer on the board. The first thing you do in the morning.
I should do this more. Because people send important things. Check that email.
Check email. Boom.
But that's
oh.
Oh!
Eddie, for the win.
I got it, Bones. I've got it.
What is it?
You want to start off with good vibes, so you turn on music. Let's go. Turn on some music.
Amy, what's your answer?
Have we said shower yet?
Yes.
Wash that funk.
What is
oh,
your
yeah,
answer?
Wash that funk. My answer is you call someone.
No.
Okay, Amy's answer isn't incorrect.
Come on, Bones.
If it's turn on music, Eddie wins. Amy.
You know it is.
If it's not,
know.
You don't win.
Okay.
Lunchbox wins.
All right.
Got it?
Got it.
All right, here we go. Eddie says the answer is turn on music. Show me. Turn on the tunes.
Yeah! Oh, no.
Yeah, what is it? Woo!
Turn on.
Oh, I know what it is. It's read the newspaper.
Chug water.
It's read the newspaper.
1973?
Oh, that's not it?
No. The answer is yawn. There you go.
And that was too easy.
Yeah.
It's like, open
that.
Your eyes.
Yeah. Breathe.
All right, Lunchbox is the winner. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Now I'm going to go and make some love.
What?
You do that after, a couple hours after
yeah.
you wake up.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks. For everybody who has helped with St. Jude, I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Wright brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Wright brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Wright brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner, because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
Hey, just a question. If I find out that someone's stealing up here, like really stealing stuff, what should I do to them? Real Ooh. Question.
Oh, probably fire them.
Okay, fire them.
Well, how key are they to the success
does it
of the
matter?
Show?
And yes, what are they stealing?
No, it doesn't, Amy. Why are you asking?
Yeah, I know. I know.
That?
See, that's why I wanted to know.
What?
Somebody goes, oh, I don't think we should fire them at all. And one person goes, fire them. Lunchbox, you're in the
wow.
clear. It's
yeah.
not you.
Good.
So something happened.
Oh, I didn't steal?
I don't know, Amy. You got real defensive
And she didn't even know what it was.
How instrumental are they to the show? I don't think we should just go say we're going to fire people.
Next up.
What if there's a misunderstanding?
I am curious now.
This could be just a big misunderstanding.
Interesting. You need a lawyer.
Now I'm curious. Amy, I'd say nothing else without some representation of some sort. Okay, well, this story just got a little more interesting. We'll come back. I'll tell you what happened. Something was stolen from up here, worth something.
Okay.
Wow.
We'll come back in a second and talk about this. You guys hang out. I mentioned before we went to break, I said, hey, if we find out that somebody's stealing stuff here, what should we do? And Lunchbox, you immediately said,
fire them.
Love it. And Amy, you said,
that's extreme. We need to hear exactly what happened and then take into consideration their role.
Okay.
Their role. Now, if it's also shady.
I know. And her role is like the biggest.
Yeah.
Right. So you guys are familiar with this artist. Her name is Lainey Wilson. Here's a song here.
Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know.
Now, I've known Lainey for a long time. Before she ever had a single out, she was coming over to the house. We were doing YouTube videos and just known her for a long time and super proud for her and proud of her. And she's killing it now. So here she is, and she gets her first number one, which is this song right here. And she sends a poster up to the studio, a big poster, And on the back of it, she writes this really long handwritten message like, hey, thank you. The poster's like her number one, you know, without you, instrumental, la, la, la. I never saw the poster, never saw it. But it pops up on eBay, someone was selling it. So this exact poster that she wrote to me, somebody snagged, sold it on eBay. It was bought by somebody else.
Whoa. Ooh.
And now there's drama because I never saw the poster. So somebody yanked it from my office probably. Now, does anyone want to say anything first of all? Is there anyone know anything about this before we go into level two? Ray, why are you smiling so big?
Uh-oh.
Because why would somebody be so dumb to sell something with your name on it?
Mm-hmm.
That's like 101.
Okay.
Good defense right there.
That's funny. Ray never really just pops in and says things.
Because, I mean, but Ray's also saying he would do something like that. But
I would never.
Definitely not if it had your name.
I mean, Ray definitely stole artists' things and sold them before.
But you were a part of it.
But that's true. That's true.
Ray, I was just trying to implicate you there.
So she wrote it to me. I mean, I guess you're hiding in plain sight, though, if you do it here. Like if you So, Ray, did you steal the poster and sell it?
I did not.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm pretty sure you would, if you checked the eBay, you would know.
No, we didn't. Scuba, what happened? Tell him you tracked down the guy who was selling it.
So I tracked down the guy, spoke to him, and was very kind of like nonchalant about, hey, how'd you get this? This is pretty cool. He said, hey, I came across the poster in a Music Row area when I was walking by my bank. Just happened to see it at the top of some trash at a dumpster when I was walking by. I don't normally go through some trash, but it looks cool, so I picked it up.
This story is bullcrap.
Oh, really?
You're walking to your bank and you look in a dumpster. And also, this guy does nothing but sell memorabilia. He's got 500 things up. Yeah. So he happens to be walking by a dumpster that happens to have what he sells all day, all the time. Hmm. I don't think that's what happened.
Who does anybody know the guy?
No. Amy.
Amy, you're acting so weird.
Well, because if anybody knows the guy, then he has access to the buildings. You have to have a key card to get in here.
What do you know about this?
I don't know anything.
What?
So funny.
She's even laughing.
Because I don't know. I got nervous because I did take a book out of your office, but only to read it. So I thought that's what this is about, but we're good.
So you have a history of stealing
from
office. Wow, no, she just admitted
there was
stealing.
Multiple books. It wasn't signed or anything, and I needed it.
That's why
something.
You freaked out in the segment before here?
Because I didn't know what this was about, and now I'm relieved, and I have nothing to do with this at all.
Okay, Does anyone know why or who stole a Lainey Wilson poster from my office, signed to me? If you admit to it now, nothing will happen to you. I'm going to give you 30 seconds here. And Ray, we can just put 30 seconds on the clock, and if anybody wants to raise their hand in the next 30 seconds, nothing will happen.
What are we going to do for 30 seconds?
We're just going to chill.
Just wait.
And the timer starts in 3, 2, 1, okay. Go. All right, so if you know anything about... Amy's just trying
still
to talk
talking.
Over there.
Amy's still talking.
Well, because it's awkward.
Say go something, on. Amy.
Oh, no.
You have 20 seconds. Nobody will be in trouble.
I thought you just...
You have 20 seconds. Nobody will be in trouble if you admit it in the next 15 seconds. 10 seconds.
Come clean, thief.
5 seconds. Oh, I guess that's time. A little early there. Okay.
Ray wanted it to end quicker or what?
Okay, so no one's going to take blame for this. Does anyone know about anyone who's been in my office taking stuff? No?
No. I mean, but who has a history of doing stuff like this?
Ray and Lunchbox.
Right.
Oh, can I say?
Yeah.
Can I say?
Yeah. Why do you keep saying that? Now you're acting suspicious.
No.
Who says, can I say?
Can I say?
Twice in
Let's
5 seconds.
Let's just say.
Go ahead.
If I'm going to steal something,
yeah,
it's going to be something that's going to make me a lot of money.
You could have probably made $100 off of that.
$100 off of that?
Probably.
Oh, I didn't realize it would have been that much.
Okay, no one's saying anything. Ray is suspicious. Lunchbox is acting suspicious. Amy's been acting suspicious.
I want to take one shot at Eddie because he keeps saying my name. He's the one that sold a book of yours.
No, I didn't sell remember?
It. You signed.
It ended up at a secondhand shop.
It was a thrift shop.
No, it was a second. It was a used bookstore.
Scuba, what do you know about this now? Anything else that we haven't mentioned here?
That is it. Unfortunately, when I started poking with the guy, he has gone silent. So I don't...
Do we think it's somebody that works on or with the show?
I don't think with the show, but I think maybe within the building. Because I know recently, a couple weeks ago, we had some other stolen items that were autographed by you.
Signed Beanie Babies.
Signed Beanie Babies. So I'm wondering if somebody here in this building knows this eBay seller or is the eBay seller.
But except for us, isn't everyone out of the building?
No, we still have some people over the last couple weeks that have been upstairs.
Ryan McKitty.
Oh, you know what we should do? I got an idea. We should buy something from this guy and get, and it'll have a return address. Then we go knocking on the door.
But I think someone sold it to him.
Yeah.
I don't think he's the thief.
Oh, I thought you were saying he sells.
I thought he found it in the
got
trash.
Got it.
And his trash story is just to cover whomever gave it or sold it to him.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so nobody wants to take it. If I find out now, regardless of your role, somebody will be fired.
Wow.
Someone, not you, just someone. So they'll fire someone in your place. Like,
not the person.
If Eddie
stole
took it, fire Abby. I like that.
If we find out that you stole it from my office and sold it, you will be relieved of your duties.
Wow.
And I'll give you 15 more seconds
like
on
that.
The timer. Just like that.
15
just like
seconds, that. Guys.
15 more seconds on the timer to admit it if you took it. No punishment. Go.
I'd like
just,
to say.
Did you just fire somebody?
Yeah, I'd like to say I didn't do it.
10 seconds.
What if it was me?
And you were sleeping or what? Like sleepwalking?
Yeah.
Who says what if it was me?
No one.
Who says what if it
no
was
one.
Me?
I don't know.
All right, that's time.
Because I'm like, wow, that would be a way to go. It's like.
You can't steal from an office.
I'm
like
not,
big stuff. It's not paperclips.
That would be the way to go?
No, I'm saying what a crazy.
What if it was me?
No, it's not me.
It's like Lunchbox when he brought himself
crazy.
Back in the acting competition. He's like, I want back in. No, you've been eliminated. I want back in. Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, this is Matt from Albuquerque, New Mexico, who left us a voicemail.
My wife and I were listening to The Raging Idiots, and now fanny pack is stuck in our head. She keeps spelling F-A-N-N-Y, and I just keep saying modern day Mary Poppins, but I'm looking for a fanny pack now, so I appreciate your support.
Yeah, you're welcome, buddy. And here's a clip of The Raging Idiots fanny pack.
Y'all already know that's my fanny pack. If you need a ukulele or an almanac, if you need a fuel filter for your Pontiac, it's in my fanny pack. I'm a modern day Mary Poppins. Wherever I go, you know I'm rocking that F-A-N-N-Y, packed to the max right above my fly. To the max right above my fly.
There you go. Take that musical piece of genius art.
I just don't know how we didn't get a number one on this.
We did. Uruguay.
Mm-hmm. I missed that chart.
Uruguay. Number one in our hearts, Eddie.
Okay, all right.
And here is Libby from Dixon, Tennessee, who left us a voicemail.
Hey, Bobby. Was wondering if the collaboration that Sizzon was talking about was this Thomas Rhett, Katy Perry song that they just played on American Idol. So, anyways, just wondering.
Ray?
No, it wasn't. It's got a DJ, the one I was talking about, on it. So it's a DJ, a country female artist, and then a male artist. So
not this one here. It's called Where We Started from TR and Katy Perry.
Think about where we started. Keep your eyes on me, because talk is
cheap. All right, we'll be waiting for yours, Ray.
Yeah.
And then finally, here's Ryan from Norwalk, Ohio.
I'm a John Deere salesman. I just have your morning corny. So a polar bear walks into a bar and orders a whiskey and a Coke. And the bartender goes, why the big paws? And the polar bear says, I don't know. I was born with them. Thanks, guys. Love you all. So inspiring. Have a good day. Thank you.
That's like a pretty good one. Yeah, I like that. All right. Leave us a voicemail anytime. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number, voicemail or phones if we're live.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby, how's your storage business going with Lunchbox?
I don't know. He hasn't sold the stuff yet. We bought it. His job was to sell it. I haven't heard anything.
Okay. But, I mean, y'all haven't bought any more storage units?
We haven't sold our Lunchbox. What's the update there?
They're going to be on sale. The shoes should be on sale later this week.
Okay. Hmm. Well, I ask because I have a crazy story from a family where they had this vase sitting in their kitchen for decades. It's something like the dad had bought back in the 80s. I mean, it was passed down. But it's worth $2 million, and they were able to sell it. It's crazy. It's
wow.
From China in the 18th century, and it was made for some emperor. But they had no idea. I mean, and it had just literally been sitting in their kitchen. No idea how valuable it was.
Well, that's crazy. It's been sitting there, and they haven't accidentally broken it.
Oh, yeah.
If it's something breakable in our kitchen, mm-hmm. at some point, a dog's going to hit it or something. But also, second place is what we found in our storage locker the first time that we can't talk about anymore.
Yeah. Mm.
because we think that somebody was up to no good.
I don't want to talk about it with y'all. Like, I don't want to be associated.
Yeah. Amy's got all the stuff, in case you're wondering. All right, it's all staying with her. All right, what else?
A woman is sharing the worst scam she's ever seen when it comes to searching for a job. Look, I didn't know people scammed people that were looking for jobs. She went to a website called Upwork because she was looking for some part-time, you know, freelance work, and she got a job. She was so excited. This company hired her, and then they sent her a $2,000 bill for a new computer. But they're like, hey, you got to have this computer to get the work, and then you'll start making money and we'll be good. And she realized that was a huge red flag. And so luckily she didn't send off the $2,000 because she realized that people were using this website to scam people that were looking for jobs.
It sounds like that clothing company there was a documentary on where you bought all the pants.
Oh, LuLaRoe.
That's
good stuff.
Then you had to sell them back. And they were making good money, but that seems to me like a huge scam, right?
Yeah. Yes, but it's still around. Yeah. It's still going.
That's why I say that seems to me... like a huge scam. That documentary was eye-opening for sure. LuLaRoe, what? Was that on Hulu, maybe?
Amazon Prime.
One of those. I don't know. I don't know anymore. All right, what else, Amy?
Well, Jimmy Allen turned down a chance to perform at the Billboard Music Awards because he was already booked for a charity event, but it was still a tough call for him to make. He was kind of like, okay. But then he knew when he makes a commitment, he's got to stick to it. So he went to do the charity event, and he said that the same day that he made that decision is when Carrie Underwood called to invite him to be the opener on her tour. So it's kind of like that whole, you know, good karma thing coming back for him full circle.
But I think he just still got that call had he done the Billboard Music Award. just me saying this, I still think he gets that call either way, right, guys?
Jimmy said, quote, "The same day I passed on the Billboard opportunity and agreed to do the charity show, the Carrie offer came in."
Yeah, good. And that's great, but I think he would have got it either way. But that's just
a good story, though.
Oh, yeah, good story. All right, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Elijah was excited to go to a Yankees-Orioles game. He was going to go see his Yankees, the favorite team of his life, and he was going to ask for some autographs. And he goes up to his favorite player, DJ LeMahieu, and says, "Can I get your autograph?" And he signs his card, and he's so excited. And as he's walking back to the car, he realizes he lost his binder of autographs. He lost his cards. His mom's freaking out. Dad's freaking out. They make a post on Facebook. No one finds the cards. But the local news sees him, does a story on him. And guess what? From all over America, people start sending him autographed baseball cards, baseballs.
Oh, that's even better than him getting his binder back.
Exactly. Yeah. The Orioles, they took third base and had the entire team sign the base and send him the base.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, and some guy that got a baseball signed by the Yankees back in 1968 when
No way.
The guy in 1968 was attacked by a shark and like almost lost a leg and an arm, and he said that baseball got him through a lot of hard times. He sent him the baseball. Signed by Mickey Mantle and the entire Yankee team. So this kid went from a DJ LeMahieu.
Why are you getting angry?
Yeah, it sounds like
he's turned
mad.
From being pumped for him
to bitter.
Yes.
But now he has the greatest autograph collection.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Of anybody. But his parents are making him write a thank you card to every single person that mails him something.
Yeah, that's good too.
That is good.
Man, that ball, that old Yankees ball.
Right! That's crazy.
That's worth a lot of money.
Wow.
And you went with the whole shark bite story too, which
no, I did. The like guy that sent him the Yankee baseball in 1968 was attacked by a shark, almost lost a leg and arm, and the Yankees signed a ball for him. And that got him through his three divorces, got him through just ups and downs of life. And he said when he saw that story, he knew it was time to pass the ball on.
You just did a prequel. So he told the story, then he told the prequel story that got the ball to the kid.
Mm-hmm. Good storytelling.
First time
right
that's
there.
Ever happened.
Yeah. In a Tell Me Something Good for sure.
Nice job. That's a good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Coming up in just a few minutes, our favorite sixth grader who performed Jason Aldean at the talent show. We will talk to Reese from Missouri, probably like 15 minutes or so, and see how she finished in that talent show. All right, now let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Did you hear about the big Lego sale?
No.
People were lined up for blocks.
That's funny.
That's stupid. That's a good one.
That was the morning corny.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs. And I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
We are this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. If you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5, and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code BONES. That's the code BONES for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. We're about to talk to our favorite sixth grader, Reese Roberts. She called a long time ago and was like, can you get Jason Aldean to come to our talent show? And I was like, I don't think so. She's like, please. So we got him on the phone. He made a video. He sent it over. They were going to cancel the talent show. But because Jason Aldean showed up, even through video, they had the talent show. Reese is who made it happen. She lives in Bodark, Missouri. And I believe, for the last time, she's on the phone today. All right, Reese, what's going on?
Not much this morning.
What's it like being famous now?
Well, I mean, it's been fun with this whole ordeal, but I would just like to say I'm famous, but...
Yeah, I would. I saw the news. Don't worry. I saw you all over the news. Them interviewing you every 15 seconds, and you're like, you know, I just thought I'd have a strong work ethic, and I would get Jason Aldean, and dang it, I did. That's pretty much what you said, Reese. It was awesome.
Thanks.
What'd you think about seeing yourself on TV?
I thought it was a neat experience, yeah. And I think the people who put it together did a really good job with it.
She's like a quarterback thanking the lineman.
She's great.
Okay, so I want to play a clip here. This is from KY3 News. Ray, play the first one. Here's a clip of the story about Reese, who had a goal to get Jason Aldean in her talent show.
Reese Roberts was crushed, but this sixth grader came up with a brilliant plan. What if her favorite country music star, she has loved and seen over the years live, showed up for a show in Bodark?
Later, I was like, you know what? Bobby Bones talked to Jason Aldean a couple weeks ago. Why don't I just try to call him? I mean, people call in all the time.
Maybe I could get Jason Aldean to come do a duet with me to 1994.
I'll just have him text me. He probably won't be able to do it. But what if, because I could probably text him and be like, hey, will you send my buddy Reese a video introducing you at your performance?
I was taking my daughter to school this morning and been hearing you guys talk. So just thought I'd text you and say, yeah, I'm definitely in for a video.
I was overjoyed and it sent me into tears. So I was like, I can like talk to him. And I was overjoyed.
Okay, so Reese, you had the talent show, which they were going to cancel. And then you performed. Where did you perform in the lineup?
Second to last, because there's the teachers, most of them anyway, put on a dance that wasn't scheduled before, but I was right before then.
So you were the last student. You were the headliner.
Yeah.
Okay, and you went out, you sang 1994. How'd it go?
It went pretty good.
That's it? Just pretty good? Did you leave the stage feeling like I rocked that place?
Yeah.
Yeah, and did Jason introduce you via video? Did everybody see that?
Yes, we all got to see it. And the only thing is it, like, lagged, but it was just, like, with going within the projection. But it has worked fine every other time we've watched it.
So you're telling me that projection's worked fine every time except this time when you really needed it most?
I guess so.
Yeah. Okay, well,
our school doesn't have the best internet either, so that did not help.
Hey, neither does our studio, Reese. All right, and here is how it all turned out. Here's a clip from the news.
On Wednesday, 12 acts gathered their courage and performed in front of their classmates. From music to magic, and then the magical music finale of the day.
Hey, what's up, Bodark Elementary? Jason Aldean here, and my buddy Reese is about to play a song for you. One of my songs is called 1994, so y'all show her some love. Now, Reese, take it away.
A finale that brought down the gym.
I'm going to shoot my shot, kind of like Bobby Bones said, shoot your shot. But I honestly, when I have put my mind to something, I want to achieve it. I want to go to where I can't go no more. I will sit sometimes and just daydream of what I want to do in my life. I would love to be a country music star.
Oh, wow.
And Reese, did you win the competition, yes or no?
Well, it wasn't, like, there wasn't, like, first place, second place, that type of deal. It was kind of just a for fun deal.
In your heart, Reese, did you win that competition? Yes or no?
Well, I've not really thought about that.
In your heart, Reese, did you win? Yes or no? Yes, you did. All right.
Yeah. In our hearts, she
won.
Yeah,
Reese, you're the champion in our eyes. Nice job. Mm-hmm. Now, this is all over. How do you feel about what you've been able to accomplish?
I think it's been a lot that I've accomplished, but I also want to say thank you to you for helping me get through to Jason Aldean through this whole ordeal and making sure the video got to me. And if Jason Aldean is listening, thank you to him for recording the video and being willing to help with it. So,
well, it was our pleasure. And Reese, you're awesome. What's happening today? Are you done with school yet for the summer or what?
Yes, I am done with school, and this weekend my family, we decided to take the weekend off, and we decided to travel to Oklahoma. So that's where I am this morning.
Oh, you're in Oklahoma. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, if you decide you're coming to Nashville ever because you want to be a country star, you let us know and we'll have you up here in studio, okay?
Okay.
All right, Reese, you did an awesome job. Not only at performing, but making this whole thing happen. We're very proud of you. And have a good summer. Maybe we'll see you soon. And seventh grade is going to be awesome, all right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. There she is. Reese Roberts. Woo! Closing out the story.
So cool.
All right. Bye, Reese.
Bye.
So Eddie had to go to a public place and bark like a dog yesterday because of a debt you had to pay on the show.
Punishment, right? Yeah. I guess I wasn't paying attention.
A couple times, Eddie wasn't paying attention on the show, and the second time, you have to go bark like a dog.
So dumb.
So it's stupid, yes. But it is punishment that had to be paid, and we have that. But Amy, you went with them.
Everyone did.
Yeah.
And everyone was able to stay except for me.
You were so embarrassed.
I was anticipating what was about to happen, and I was feeling it in my stomach. It started to affect my body to where it was like I was about to do it, and I wasn't. And I kept telling myself, what's wrong with you? Just get it together. Stick around. This is going to be hilarious. But I just walked. I had to leave. I straight up left, didn't witness it, couldn't handle it.
Eddie, so what'd you have to do?
Yeah, I went into a coffee shop. There were probably about 10 to 15 people in there, and I was like Amy, too, like feeling like, oh, my gosh, what am I about to do? But not to be mean, I ordered my cup of coffee, got it, sat at a table, got my camera, started rolling. I said, all right, let's do this.
And you had to do what?
Bark like a dog until someone told me to stop.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost embarrassed to hear this clip the day after.
It was so stupid.
So who was with you at the coffee shop?
Everyone.
I was there.
Lunchbox, Amy. Morgan.
Okay. So
Mike D.
Did you guys stay in the coffee shop?
Yeah, we did.
But you weren't near them.
They did. I left.
Yeah, Amy peaced out. All right, here we go. Here is Eddie sitting in the coffee shop barking like a dog until someone tells him to stop. Go ahead.
So here we go.
Can you pause it for 1 second? So this is not edited, by the way.
No.
This is just raw audio of Eddie barking. It sounds like your bark is you're starting to get a little gassed.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not a dog.
Is anyone looking at you?
There was one girl sitting next to me. She got up and left. And then a couple people started staring, and other people just acted like they heard nothing. Like, they just put their heads down and acted like there was nothing going on.
At this point, are you humiliated, or are you just focused on getting to the end?
At this point, I'm looking in the corner of my eye, waiting for someone to come stop me, and no one is moving.
Okay, here's some more of Eddie barking like a dog. So here's the situation. Eddie goes on for over 2 minutes.
Over almost 3 minutes.
Yeah, so I'm not going to play all 3 minutes of it.
No one came, Bones. No one told me to stop. So then I started saying, like, stop me! Somebody!
Oh, you're barking
as a dog.
In English language.
Correct.
So, like, stop me!
Stop me from barking! Like that. And no one was still coming. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, here is the second clip. Now, by the way, over 2 minutes and 40 seconds of barking has happened. Mm-hmm. How many people are in the coffee shop near the end of your barking?
Minus the girl that left?
Yeah.
I would say about 16.
And they were all just looking away?
Yeah, some people started laughing, thinking it was funny.
Okay, here we go.
Woo! Hey. What's making you so upset? Woo! Tell me to be quiet, please.
I kind of like it.
No, you don't.
Enjoying the park like a dog in the middle of a coffee park. This is a dare. I'll ask him to please stop. I'm secretly enjoying it. So. Is that the words, please stop?
Can I stop?
Huh?
Can I stop?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you have to ask him?
I had to ask him. I wanted to make it official.
He'd still be there this morning.
Yeah. No one was stopping me.
He comes
me.
Over and pets you. Hey, buddy.
Wait, was that guy, did he work there or was he
nope.
a patron?
No, he was just sitting next to me. He had enough. And I think for a second, he probably thought I was going through some kind of mental episode. So he's like, is it all right, buddy? Like, what, you want to talk about something?
So he was just being a nice guy.
Totally. And then he kind of realized, he saw the phone recording and was like, all right, this is a prank.
He's like, did you lose your fantasy football league, sir? You're like, no, I'm on the stupidest morning show ever.
Oh, my God.
All right, you did pay off your debt, though, Eddie.
Thank you.
Nice
I did.
Job. Everybody feel good about it?
Yeah.
Good. You should.
Anything you want to add, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to come up with that second punishment for him not getting it done in time, and then we'll be done with this.
You know.
No, come on. No.
You can't back out.
No, well, no.
If you back out, you're setting a precedent, and I will always expect you to back out.
Here we go.
All right, cool. Let's talk to Jeremy real quick in North Carolina. Hey, Jeremy, what's happening?
What's going on, man? Hey, good morning, Bobby.
Morning, buddy. What's up?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I'm good. Look, I listen to y'all every day. I love it. You make my day. You do. I've never called, but this morning when Eddie's talking about barking like a dog in the coffee shop, I nearly died, man. I drove the truck. I had to pull over. I thought I was going to pee on myself. I love listening to you guys, and I just wanted to give a call and just thank you for what y'all do, and appreciate you taking my call.
All right, Jeremy, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a dumb bit. It's a dumb segment for sure, but Eddie lost. He had to pay his debt and go listen to the podcast.
I'm glad people like it because I hated it. So I'm glad they enjoyed it.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for spending time with us every day. We hope that you listen to us enough and you know, we come on and we share our lives and our feelings that you feel like we're your friends every morning. That's kind of the goal here. But appreciate that. Have a good day. Let's go over and do the most important segment of the day, the big stories.
Bobby's Big Stories.
A teenager who used to work at McDonald's but now doesn't says she's selling trendy products on eBay and has made about $50,000 a month, $500,000 in 2 years. Her name's Olivia. She tracks social media to see what products are most in demand and then sells them on the site, shipping them directly to the people. It's called drop shipping. She sells everything from coffee machines to desks, DIY supplies, gardening items, mouse pads, phone cases, and more. She literally just sees what people are buying, buys up a bunch of them, and then sells them back for double or triple the price and makes, again, $50,000 a month, basically, give or take $500,000 in 2 years or so. She says it's not easy. You got to be persistent. You're not going to see results right away. But she has, and now she is a teenager who is rich.
Good for her.
From the Daily Mail. Fly the friendly skies, right? There's an insane moment that a United Airlines worker punches a passenger at the airport check-in before he smacks so hard he flies into the luggage conveyor belt. And so one of these guys, an ex-NFL player, I don't want to fight with an ex-NFL player, but United Airlines has fired the airline worker who was filmed brawling with an ex-NFL player, Brendan Langley. The worker remains unidentified, has not been charged. The passenger was arrested. The brawl happened at the bag drop desk. The passenger was using a wheelchair to transport his bags rather than paying for a luggage cart, because it costs a couple bucks to use the luggage cart. Instead, he said, no, I'm just going to use the wheelchair. So the employee approached him. They went, went at it, started trading blows in front of other workers.
Oh,
I mean, they got it on the phone.
The fight is incredible.
It's crazy. I mean, it's like a fight you see on TV.
Yes.
It's so, it looks so good. It looks like it's set up. Like they're just, it's like a rare UFC fight where they're just up, you know, throwing fists instead of on the ground.
Yeah, and landing. Mean,
and the dude gets knocked down. He gets up bleeding, and he gets up like a robot. And he comes back for
the
more.
Employee.
It's like Hulk Hogan when his arm goes down and he pulls it back up. He's been in the sleeper hold, and he comes back up that final time.
Woo.
The first video that went viral suggests that the worker threw the first punch, but a longer edit, because most people just saw that short edit first, but the longer edit that now exists shows the passenger became aggressive. And so, if the worker was attacked by the person who was using the wheelchair, that worker should not be fired.
Right.
I watched the longer edit, and I still feel like the worker threw the first slap kind of at the face. Like, I think maybe the passenger faked, and then the guy hit him.
If you fake, though, that's right. You coming at me. If you fake at me, that's you coming at me. Now, if you fake at me, I'm probably just going to run. So I'm not going to act like I'm big shot here.
Yeah, Ray and I sat there and watched it yesterday like 5 times trying to figure out exactly what happened, and we still think the worker threw the first punch.
But was there a fake?
that's what, because but the fake, but that, still.
I'm on team worker. Yeah, I'm watching it again right now. I'm on Team Worker, and they're both big guys.
Big, oh, yeah.
It's like
big.
A heavyweight fight, and they just happen to come together, and they're like, all right, well, we're meant to do this, and they go. But don't use a wheelchair.
Yeah, you entitled person.
Oh.
I mean,
oh, wow.
Sorry.
Yeah.
For two reasons. Like, one, that's not what that's for. You're supposed to pay the $2 to use a cart, right?
Yeah.
If other people have to, then you should have to. Secondly, what if somebody needs a wheelchair?
Yeah,
and the employee's just doing their job explaining, hey, this is not what the wheelchair is for. And then, I don't know, I just feel like
I'd love to talk to that employee. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Scuba, if you can line him up. He's a big old boy, and he's in his vest.
Right now he's
He's in his vest, and he's rocking the guy.
And he looks like he knows how to fight, too.
You know that NFL player was like, I'm an NFL player, I'll bully anybody. Oh, crap. This guy does not.
Is he an NFL player you know?
No. The 1969 Fender Mustang guitar that Kurt Cobain played in Smells Like Teen Spirit. Here you go. Sold for $4.5 million.
Wow.
It was a bidding war won by billionaire Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay, which, by the way, Jim Irsay has like one of the craziest, most awesome museums in the history of popular culture.
Correct.
He travels it around. I've never spoken to Jim Irsay before, but I know him as the owner of the Colts, and I hear him on Pat McAfee's show sometimes, and it's crazy what he has invested his money into and how generous he is with sending it to places that people can see it.
That's right. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And this guitar is going to fit right in, man. That's so cool.
$4.5 million.
When you first said it was available in my head, I was thinking, I wonder if this is something we could rally together and get for Bobby, because Bobby would freak out.
I would love it. I'd love it, but you would think of like $800. You all put your money in.
Yes.
Everybody puts in like $75.
Exactly.
That's sweet of you, Amy.
Yeah.
Other things that he has bought are instruments by George Harrison, Prince, Bob Dylan, and even Elvis Presley, which is pretty cool. Are you a big Elvis person, yes or no? In general?
Yes.
No?
No.
I had a...
yes. She goes, no.
Yes, because I wish I was... Like, I wanted to live during that time. I wish I could...
I don't. No internet?
In the 50s?
Ugh. You don't know what you don't know.
Black and
they
white?
They were missing the
internet. Well, if I'm leaving here to go back to there...
Yeah.
Yeah, but if... What I'm saying is, I wouldn't experience something like Elvis and the Beatles and all that mayhem.
But every era has something like that. People would be like, I want to experience Steve Jobs.
Yeah, but something about that just seemed better to me. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like the first of its kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the question for?
I just wondered if you had like a time. I have had different fascinations with Elvis. Like, I would go through periods in my life where I'd be obsessed with Elvis and his number ones. And then I would be like, I'm fine. But then I would go be like, well, I like Fat Elvis now. And I go listen to that music because it was definitely different.
Like, I would definitely watch stuff about him, but I haven't been to Graceland or anything.
I haven't either. And Eddie says it's the coolest thing.
Oh, it's amazing. You guys would love it.
So the new Elvis movie trailer just dropped on YouTube, which looks really good.
So when does it come out?
Baz Luhrmann. But Scuba didn't even know Baz Luhrmann had a song. Do you guys know that?
No, I didn't know either.
I'll play it for you in just a second. Do we have it ready, Ray, by the way?
I'm pulling up.
Okay. So Austin Butler plays Elvis. He sings in it. His voice is identical to Elvis. He did vocal coaching for 7 days a week, a year, so he could sound like Elvis. Tom Hanks is in it as Colonel Parker. And so Elvis is in theaters June 24th. That's a month from today. I don't know that I'm a big movie theater guy, but this looks really good.
Yeah.
Especially if it's really accurate. Like, that's what I want to see.
Well, the guy looks just like young Elvis and, like, sounds just like him. So, it's going to be, I don't know. It looks really... And Tom Hanks. Get out of here.
Here's Doja Cat. She's on the soundtrack, and this is a song called Vegas. Right, Ray? Here you go. But, that doesn't sound like Elvis.
It really doesn't.
This is on the Elvis movie soundtrack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was the sound back then.
Yeah, yeah, Amy. That's why you want to live back then. So, but there's a lot of artists that are new. Like, Jack White's, I guess not super new. Maneskin, begging you. Yeah, that's on there. But anyway, the movie comes out June 24th.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. That'll be my one shot to live it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kim Kardashian spends $800,000 over asking price for the home between her and Kanye West. So obviously when you have the money they have, that's not a big spend. Heck, people in town now are spending that over asking price just to get a house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like no inspection.
Yeah.
Like what?
That's from Cosmopolitan Magazine. And finally in the news, a Sacramento police officer and the team there say, hey, we're going to give you gas if you give us your guns. Right? Sometimes they'll do gift cards, sometimes like turn in your guns and we'll give you gas. And so they ran out of gas, money in under an hour because so many people were bringing in guns.
Wow.
So many guns were getting turned in. And then two, people just want gas. They're like, oh, here, take my machine gun.
Don't need this anymore.
So if you don't have gas, you can't go shoot people. Right. They got to have gas first. That's from NPR. Okay, so what I'm going to play here, you have it, Ray? How long is it?
5 minutes.
It is. Dang, it's really good. I may come in and kill it halfway through, but this is old. This is from like 99, Mike. So Baz Luhrmann, the director of that Elvis movie, had this song. And Baz Luhrmann's also done, what's the movie?
Great Gatsby.
Me and I, me do, say money, why? This
Moulin Rouge?
Yes, things like that. Great Gatsby. Here is.
Okay.
It's called Free to Wear Sunscreen.
Everybody's free to wear sunscreen.
This is the director with his one song, Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded.
You guys never heard that?
No.
Oh, no. I have because I graduated in 99. I'm pretty sure, like...
But you haven't heard that song?
I've heard that thanks to Bobby before.
Yeah. Isn't it good?
Yeah, it's so good.
It's really good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Let's go over and talk to Desiree. Hey, Desiree, appreciate you calling the show. What's going on?
Hi, thank you. Good morning, studio. Thank you for taking my call.
I had a question
for you guys and the Raging Idiots. If a show is canceled because of the weather and then you're out in public, would you ignore people trying to talk to you or would you talk to them?
This sounds very specific.
For you?
Did this happen to you with an artist?
It did. So it happened with me, with Luke Bryan. Came out of state to see him. It was canceled, and then we saw him in a casino. Mm-hmm. And he was my favorite artist at the time, and my brother had died a year prior, so my mom took me for my birthday, and it was hard on him.
Well, let me first answer the question. If a show was canceled, would I come out and say anything on stage? No, because the show was canceled because it's weather. They wouldn't let us. We wouldn't be allowed to go out and actually do that. Now, I can tell you, I've been with Luke in public places, and he's super nice to folks. Once one person comes, 10,000 people come, and it's like a parade of Luke spending 2 hours taking pictures with everybody, and I've seen him do it. And I've also seen times where he's like, man, you know, I just kind of want to have a few minutes and hang out here and have dinner, and he will get to people way later. But that's not really how Luke is as far as like ignoring people. I mean, I'm sorry your brother died. I don't know that he knew that or would factor into any way he was, you know, feeling. Are you sure it was Luke, too? That's just not something Luke would do.
And I know part of Luke's history. I know he's lost a sibling. So I know it's not that he knew. It was just a special time for us.
Listen, he doesn't know anything about that. You can't hold what happened to you there against Luke at all. None. In zero way. Like, that shouldn't even be a part of if that was Luke in the casino or not, because he didn't know that. And I don't think you can judge anyone for not, especially somebody as famous as he is. I don't even know if it was him, by the way. But I think whatever you're upset about, I think it's probably that the show was canceled. I don't know what happened in the casino, but that is not a typical Luke situation. Are you sure it wasn't his cousin, Juke Bryan?
No, it wasn't. He had his bodyguards with him.
Also, Luke doesn't travel with bodyguards.
Yeah, that's weird.
I've been with Luke in a lot of places. Ain't no bodyguards with Luke.
It probably was Juke then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that it was Luke. Luke doesn't travel with bodyguards.
What if it was just like friends?
Is it Charles Kelly from Lady A? Yeah, I don't know what you saw, but I'm going to bet that wasn't Luke if he was with bodyguards.
Maybe it was a pit boss because they were in a black suit, so it looks like a bodyguard.
Oh, it could be that the casino provided, yes. Like, oh, this is a celebrity, so let's go stand near him. It's not something that Luke asked for. Good point, Lunchbox.
Yeah. So I'll vouch for one of the few people that I know well enough, I've worked with and have been friends with for a long time. Zero chance he would be like that to anybody on purpose. They may have been protecting people from him or him from people at the casino because he's probably spending a lot of money if he's on a blackjack table. I'd keep people from coming up to the table too.
Yeah, they want him gambling. They don't want him talking to people.
Don't be mad. I'm sorry that happened to your family. I'm not trying to let that go, but don't hold that against Luke that you had a family member die and he did too and he didn't relate to your story because he didn't know your story. You know, Desiree? But I appreciate that. And also, back to your question, if the weather's bad and we have to have a show canceled, I can't come out and be like, hey, everybody, good to see you. Lightning hits me. Speaking of, well, this is a funny transition here to the story I had queued up. Luke Bryan had people kicked out of a restaurant. I'm kidding, it wasn't Luke.
Okay. Oh, I was like, what?
No, it wasn't. It was Channing Tatum.
JK.
Channing Tatum had people kicked out of a restaurant because he thought they were taking his picture. A source says that Channing Tatum had some patrons kicked out of a London restaurant because he thought they were taking his picture, but they weren't.
Okay.
They were taking pictures of each other.
Oh, no.
Channing supposedly had some diners kicked out because he thought, even though they weren't, they were taking pictures of him. So he holds up his middle finger in the picture. Here's the thing. I still bet they were.
Yes.
I still bet they were. And then you can't have him kicked out. But I still bet they were.
You think they were doing the whole, yes, like, stand right there and I'll really zoom
absolutely
in on him.
Like, stand right there and they get him in the background.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Or they do a selfie and he's in the, behind it.
Right.
Yes. So I'm not believing that they weren't if they happen to be in the same angles of Channing Tatum. And also, you can tell when people are doing that, where they have their phone a little too tilted up instead of...
Oh, it doesn't even look normal.
It doesn't even look normal. And so, but still, you probably shouldn't have people removed from a restaurant. Now, if the restaurant saw this and noticed that it was bothering him, they could have said, hey, would you guys not mind? Would you guys please don't take pictures of this?
Right.
And then if they didn't stop, they could have removed them. But I'm not on Channing Tatum's side, but I'm also, these people are, they were taking pictures of Channing Tatum. They're trying to get that Magic Mike shot for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For sure. Call us if you want, 877-77-BOBBY. What country star did you wrong? Let us know.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm making a joke. All right.
The lines are open. I mean, what if people call?
Oh, they would.
We'd
get
sure
a lot,
they would.
And we'd get a lot about probably two artists. But one of them would not be Luke. There's a story about the benefits of a five-minute nap. I never heard of such thing. A five-minute nap. If I close my eyes and it's 5 minutes later, I don't even think I fell asleep. Like, a quick nap for me is 15 to 20. Five. Let me try one now. Hold on.
Oh.
I try to take one on the air.
And you really fall asleep.
They say a five-minute sleep nearly triples creative insight. It also gives you an energy boost and a more desire to be productive. I just don't think I could go to sleep and stay asleep for 5 minutes unless someone scared me to wake me up, because that is not the amount of time to fall asleep for any reason. Unless I had, the worst is when you're fighting pee. Maybe I do that. When you got to pee so bad, you're like, I don't want to get up. And you're like, I know I got to get up because at some point I'm going to get up. And you're like, oh, and you're like negotiating. It's like a hostage situation. All right, let the pee out. No. Come on. We know you're going to eventually. I don't think so. And then eventually the pee comes out because you get up. But a 5 minute nap sounds like something a serial killer would do. I have a story here about a bride that called off her wedding after learning that her groom was bald. The wedding ceremony was underway when the groom fainted on his way to the altar, and when he fell, his wig fell off.
Ew.
Which revealed his baldness.
Wow.
So this is not in America.
No.
Yeah. It's in India, and she did not know the groom was bald, and now she does not want to marry him. This was an arranged marriage. I was reading a stat that arranged marriages are often more successful than ones we pick out ourselves. Where it's like, depending on what the stat is, 53, 57, 58%. It's like 80%.
Where like divorce rate?
Yeah,
mean?
Where you can get divorced with an arranged marriage. But that they are so much more successful because people are picking for you instead of you picking for yourself.
That's like married at first sight. You have therapists picking your future.
The arranged marriage divorce rate is 4%.
What?
4%.
You and sure there are no repercussions?
Are they allowed to?
Yeah. Yes, they are allowed to.
They're allowed. Okay. Yes. I don't know. I just feel like maybe there's some conditioning in there where it's like,
oh, you're allowed to.
Well, there's
but
also
you don't
conditioning
want to
here.
I know. I agree. 100%.
So, you think I was a big advocate for arranged marriages? I'm like fighting for it for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I promise you.
I'm like, well, this
but yes, I just reading these stories about arranged marriages in other countries where you can get divorced, they don't.
Huh.
Because people are picking for you.
Okay.
And people are picking based on what they think your needs are.
4%.
As different. Because we don't pick for ourselves, right? Most of the time. Our food, our friends. Look at me.
What do you mean?
Yeah. 877-77-BOBBY is our phone number. This is a voicemail from Sean in Virginia.
I am in COVID protocol, and just finished up Winning Time, and I need new recommendations for shows to stream online. Please, please, please give me some recommendations.
All right, we'll throw it around the room real quick. Give them one show to watch. I just finished Peacemaker on HBO Max with John Cena. Hilarious. If you love superheroes, it's a little crass. There's some cursing in it, but maybe the funniest superhero show I've ever seen. So I'll go Peacemaker if you like that kind of thing. Amy?
Hacks.
You on season 2? We're watching season 2.
Yes.
Yeah. Hacks is pretty good. Lunchbox?
The Outlaws on Amazon Prime. It's some British show my mom recommended. It's these people that are all in community service together, and it's just a story about that. It's really funny.
British, huh?
Yeah.
Look at you.
My mom watches all British, and she's the one, oh, you got to watch this show. And so to kind of relate with my mom, I'm like, all right, I'll give your shows a shot. And some of them are terrible, but this one I'm actually enjoying.
I just end up getting angry at the Queen, even if it's not about the Queen, if it's British. I'm like, stupid Eddie?
Mine's a movie. Mine's not a show, so you can do it all in one night if you want. It's called The Valet, and it's a rom-com. Hilarious. It's almost like Notting Hill. Where,
oh, is it?
What do you call it?
What? Notting Hill?
Okay, good.
That was a weird way to say
it's
it.
It's like Notting Hill where like there's an arranged kind of setup between a valet guy and a movie star, and it gets complicated when they kind of get together.
Hulu?
Hulu. Yes. So good.
On Amazon?
Amazon. Yeah, Amazon.
Amy, yours on?
Hacks is on HBO Max.
Yeah, mine's on HBO Max too.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Rochester, Minnesota. A 53-year-old woman was driving around town with her bullhorn yelling stuff, oh, make sure you praise God, and annoying people, and people filed noise complaints. So the police tried to pull over. She's like, nah, not this time, coppers. So she's running, driving, still using the bullhorn. Only problem is she didn't see the construction zone, went right into it, car got stuck in wet cement.
Oh,
well, that's like a cartoon.
Just like the cartoons. I thought the cartoons that's just funny. Made that up. But literally, she drove into wet cement, car wouldn't go anymore.
There you have it.
I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Hey, let's go over and talk to Tom, who is in Massachusetts, who has a question for the show. Hey, Tom, what's going on? Appreciate you calling.
Hi, good morning, studio.
Morning.
I had a question for Lunchbox. I was hoping to get an update on how selling all the stuff from the storage unit's going.
Yeah, I want that update too, buddy.
Oh, it's going great, man. We've created a, what do you call it, eBay account that is not associated with my email, and now I just have to take professional photos of the items, and they will be on sale at the end of this week or early next week. We wanted to distance ourselves from when we found it because of what we found. I was a little nervous. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, get ready to spend your money.
But we won't.
No, I don't think we're going to. I don't know what we're going to do.
Here's the deal, Tom. I'm glad you asked. We found stuff in the storage unit that we shouldn't have, that they shouldn't have had, that would probably get us in trouble, would maybe get us injured or killed.
Yeah.
So
possibly.
We didn't put it all up as one package because we were afraid to, as I had said earlier, be injured or killed. So that's why Lunchbox has taken all the precautions so far.
Well, I thank you. I was kind of hoping to hear what that stuff was.
I'll check back in
3 years.
October.
Yeah. 3 years.
I don't know.
You
I don't
can
know.
Roll it out like.
At some
one
point,
by one.
We'll be able to talk about it, but we're not doing one of those things where we're like, oh, we just what we found was scary, and we don't want to talk about it now.
Yeah.
And Tom, we're not sure it's not your storage unit. You're not calling trying to feel it out.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, Tom. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right. See you, man. Yeah. What do you say?
Have a good one.
Live long and prosper. Oh.
Yeah. Make money.
Amy, I hear you, when you went to the coffee shop yesterday, when Eddie was barking like a dog, you didn't take your wallet.
I forgot it.
No.
Typical.
I know. We all went so suddenly. It was like we
You know,
just,
I never leave so sudden that
we
I
We did. It was.
I'll get your money.
It was.
I mean,
like,
even
hey,
if it's
going.
Like fire alarm in the dorm,
I know.
Grab my wallet.
Uh-huh. I know. Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to bring my whole tote because it had, we were just walking down in the coffee shop. So I just kind of got up and was like, I'm going to go. So I went. And then when we were standing in line, it dawned on me that I had no way to pay for my coffee, but I did have my phone. So luckily, Mike D ordered for me and I Venmo'd him right away. That way there was no room for anybody to say that I wasn't willing to pay for my coffee.
But whoa. She even did the fake tap, like, oh no, she checked her pockets, it could be in there.
It wasn't fake. It just
Venmo
was...
does kind of level the playing field a little
Thank
bit.
Thank you.
But
I
you
mean,
are
I...
notorious for not bringing a wallet
Absolutely
or credit card.
Absolutely. Been years I have yeah. done this.
Been known for that, yeah.
And don't know why, but I at the register, I had my Venmo up because I was ready for these haters.
What about like Apple Pay with your phone on the...
I don't know if it had it. Mike D already offered to order mine, so I was like, cool, cool.
It's a good guy over there.
Yeah.
Have a good day, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.